history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number three, Dan the Man is now in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call into 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, as I was mentioning before the station break, and I know I've said this before, but it's an important concept you need to share with your friends. The link between the private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest and world war is inevitable, and it's this horrible three-step process. Get the public into debt, serving the bankers, until the public becomes aware of how much debt they're in and they stop borrowing. At that point, the Keynesian economists come in and say, well, government must borrow on the behalf of the people and without their permission in order to keep that little pyramid going. Because there must always be a brand new, larger pool of borrowing to allow the creation of new money with which to pay the interest on the old money. That's what makes it a pyramid or Ponzi scheme. So the people are borrowed to the max, and then the government borrows to the max, and at the point where the people won't borrow anymore, and the government can't borrow anymore, that's when the world war gets started. Because the war will force everybody to borrow even more money to pay, to fight that war. And after the war is all over, they have to borrow even more money from the bankers to rebuild from the war. And when it's all over, ordinary people like you and I, we have pretty much what we had before. Except our graveyards are a lot bigger, and we're back on the hook to the bankers for another 100 years of debt servitude. They've pulled it off successfully twice. They're trying to pull it off a third time. Don't let them. Now, I ran an interesting poll on my website earlier today, and the question was, given that you have to go through one of these, which would you prefer? A global nuclear war or collapse of the private central banks? Now, obviously, the overwhelming majority of respondents said they would rather see the private central banks collapse than mushroom clouds over their towns and cities. Rather amazingly, though, we did get 5% of respondents saying, oh, that they preferred a global nuclear war over the collapse of private central banking, which prompted quite a few very interesting comments from other readers saying, are you really out there seriously saying you would rather have a global nuclear war to protect the private central banks? Which I think reveals how many money junkie agents are reading this website, reporting on what that gosh darn Michael Rivero was saying this week. But that is utterly insane. The idea that you would prefer a global nuclear war to the collapse of the private central banks, there are some seriously disturbed people out there. But again, it's only 5% of the respondents here. Now, speaking of taxes and money, the IRS has made 8.3 billion, with a B, disclosures of private tax return information to federal and state agencies. Now, that information, by law, is supposed to be private. Nobody's supposed to be able to peek into your tax return information, but apparently, the IRS is handing it out like candies. 4.5 billion to the states, 2.4 billion to congressional committees, 1.3 billion to the Bureau of Census, 107 million disclosures to the Bureau of Economic Analysis, and 39 million disclosures to the Medicare Premium Subsidy Adjustment Bureau. So your life is now an open book. And of course, that's what CISPA is going to make only worse. Every government database on you is available to every other government agency. No expectation of privacy. Going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, For a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the corporate TV news and the FBI and everybody else involved are trying to save face after this morning's gaffe about having arrested a suspect. And they're back to saying that they do have a suspect ID'd. He's not been arrested. Well, if you announce on the media you have a suspect, you've identified the suspect, they're headed for the border right now. And so this is just more publicity building, so forth and so on. And again, they're saying they have video of the suspect at the scene of the bombing in the aftermath of the bombing. Again, I don't know about you, but if I were going to plant a bomb in a crowd, I would leave before the bomb goes off. I don't want to catch some of that shrapnel, and I certainly don't want to be there after the bomb has gone off when everybody's going to be playing look for the bomber. Now, these new reports about how they have a new suspect from the videos and photos, they are not putting out any more photos of the suspect. Probably because of the way the earlier photos were shredded for credibility. But a rather interesting story has surfaced. One of the suspects identified in the video who is wearing a baseball cap. And they were pointing to him and saying, look, he's got a skull emblem on his baseball cap. Ooh, he must be a bad guy. He's got a skull on his cap. Turns out it is the emblem of the U.S. Navy SEALs. So now we know that there were members of a SEAL team on the ground there at the finish line for the marathon. Maybe the SEALs had some marathon runners there. Could be another dead end. Could be another potential embarrassment. But they're definitely thrashing around trying to find a villain. And we're in much the same situation that we were, or rather the government and the media are in the same situation they were following the Lindbergh kidnapping. Now, this happened a very, very long time ago. It was a very tragic story. Charles Lindbergh, the man who first flew solo across the Atlantic and really helped build and stimulate the airline industry, married into a very wealthy family, the Morrows. And he married Anne Morrow. And Anne and Charles and Anne's sister Elizabeth were all living in a very comfortable home. And they had a son, which was christened the Little Eagle, because even back then, the newspapers were gaga over celebrities and every little detail. The baby vanished from the home and was later found dead. Now, the story that I heard through people connected with the family was that Elizabeth Morrow was mentally unstable, insanely jealous that her sister Anne got the celebrity husband, and there had been some kind of a mishap where the baby got killed. And because they wanted to avoid the scandal, they buried the baby in a grave away from the house, claimed it was a kidnapping. Then somebody showed up, a fraudster, claiming they were the kidnapper and demanded a ransom. And Charles Lindbergh couldn't very well say, I know you're not the kidnapper, because it's a completely bogus story. So they turned over a bunch of money. And this case was just building and building in the media. And the government and the police, for political reasons, they had to find a criminal. And they finally settled on Bruno Richard Hauptmann, who was found in possession of one of the paper notes that had been in the ransom. No other evidence connecting him with the crime. Forensics experts looking back at the case against him have pretty much concluded it was a frame-up. They needed a guilty person to fry to prove that the government and the police always get their man. And they did. They executed him. And historians are looking back on it as a hideous case of misjustice, a wrongful execution driven entirely by the political need to prove we're going to get the terrorists. Now, if this was a false flag attack in Boston, if it was carried out by the U.S. government or the government of Israel, the perpetrators are long gone. And so anybody they catch now is going to be a patsy. Because this entire case, we have a suspect, is based on this idiot stood around with thousands of cameras around, with his face visible to those cameras, no concealment, no hiding, and then stayed around after the bomb went off and was videotaped running from the scene. Well, again, I've witnessed a terror bombing or a staged terror bombing down in Australia many, many years ago. People run away from explosions. There's nothing suspicious in that. I ran away from the explosion. Doesn't mean I had anything to do with it at all. So they're grasping at straws here for what really happened. All righty, now down in Venezuela, the U.S. government is rejecting the results of the Venezuelan election. They refuse to recognize Nicolas Maduro as the continuing president. They don't want him there. They don't want Hugo Chavez's legacy there. They don't want Venezuela selling their oil for currencies other than the dollar. They don't want him being friendly with China and the yuan. They want to get rid the world of this idea that the wealth of the nation belongs to the people of the nation. The new model is the one percenters own it all, and you are serfs and renters for your entire existence. That's the new model that is being enforced on the rest of the world by the United States right now. And so they're down there screaming. They want a recount. The U.S. government wants to conduct the recount, which of course means it'll be fraudulent. As promised, Maduro's opponent has kicked up civil uprisings. 7 people have been killed in the rioting over the supposed outcome of this election. And I'm sure we're going to be hearing from Obama very soon that we simply must intervene to save the Venezuelan oil from being sold for the yuan. I mean, we've got to intervene to save the Venezuelan people from their horrible tyrant down there. And same thing we've heard in all these other countries that are being invaded. Meanwhile, Maduro is saying that the civil unrest is, of course, a problem. But the call for a general strike cratered, which tells us that the support for this uprising is very small, because they couldn't get the population to go along with a general strike, which, if it really was 50-50 of the Venezuelan population for and against Maduro, you would have had a lot of support for a general strike. And Maduro has basically come out and said that this attempt at an uprising or an overthrow is an attempt to take Venezuela off the road of democracy. And he's pointing the finger of blame at the United States and saying the U.S. embassy has been caught red-handed, feeding and provoking and supporting the violence. Same thing the United States tried to do in Iran back in 2009. So basically saying, pointed accusations that the United States is having a key role in the current instability, destabilization operations, just like out of that U.S. Army manual we were talking about before. Meanwhile, over in Bolivia, their president is saying they've uncovered evidence the United States is planning a coup d'etat there. But don't forget, they only hate us for our freedoms. Those people in these other countries that are being overthrown and coup d'etat and regime changed and bombed by the United States, they don't hate us for any of that stuff. They hate us for our freedoms. They hate us because we have McDonald's and they don't. They hate us because we have Coca-Cola and they don't. Really, seriously, that's why they hate us. Honest. Now, an interesting story coming out of Roitov is pointing out that during the recent Pillar of Cloud operation, where Israel attempted to go in and basically just crush Gaza and destroy Hamas, and failed to do so, built more world sympathy and support for Palestine, leading to the UN recognition of Palestine as a legitimate state. They made a big deal about the fact that all these little Qassam bottle rockets that were being fired into Israel were being intercepted by Iron Dome, and they were claiming a huge success rate. Now, we went over the numbers ourselves when it was happening and pointed out that the number of Iron Dome missiles being fired didn't line up with the claim of intercepted Hamas missiles coming in. And now we're seeing this report out of Roitov basically confirming that the actual performance of the Iron Dome was abysmal. And this is a repeat of what we went through with the Patriot, when they put the Patriot down there during the first invasion of Iraq and intercepted missiles coming from Iraq to Israel because Iraq understood who was really masterminding this whole thing. And they were claiming a 90% success rate for the Patriot. Then after it was all over, they hemmed and hawed and said, well, it was about 50%. Then it came out later on that it was actually far worse than that. The same thing has come out here. These anti-missile systems, for all the money that goes into them, really don't work, especially if the incoming rocket is able to maneuver. Or, as was the case with these homemade rockets coming out of Gaza, they're simply spiraling around in flight anyway because they're unstable. They're impossible to hit. All of these systems, Iron Dome, Patriot, the Strategic Ballistic Missile Defense System, all operate on the principle of a smooth parabolic ballistic arc in order to be able to predict at some point in the immediate future where that rocket will be so that you can organize an intercept. If the incoming rocket is weaving about or if it's being maneuvered, the system will not work. And Iron Dome did not work during Operation Pillar of Cloud. So, of course, the Pentagon is requesting more funding from your tax money for Israel's Iron Dome. They need an additional $175.9 million in fiscal year 2015 for Israel to improve Iron Dome. In other words, it doesn't work. It's cost a lot of money. So what are they going to do? Throw more money at it. Nonsense. Again, if you've never seen the movie The Pentagon Wars, you need to. Somebody wrote in and said it's actually available online in its entirety. I don't have the URL and I can't put it up, but if you do a web search for The Pentagon Wars, it is a very funny movie, and it is based on a true story regarding the development of the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle and the hideous amounts of waste, corruption, and ego that are in this whole U.S. weapons procurement program. So you got to take a look at that. Going to take a break for commercials. More about Israel when we come back. And 800-313-9443.
Oh, yeah. What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Aloha, welcome back to the show. Now, over at The Atlantic, very interesting article, and it's headlined, "To Prevent War with Iran, Give Israel Fuel Tankers." And this is a push piece for sending more weapons to Israel at huge American taxpayer expense at a time when many Americans can't even feed themselves. We've got to send more of these to Israel. We've got to give these things. And the argument of this whole article is that having more of these warplanes and support aircraft would give Jerusalem peace of mind, so they would be less likely to attack Iran. So let me see if I have this right. According to The Atlantic, Americans should surrender their guns because having these weapons might tempt them to violence. But we should give more weapons to Israel because having those weapons will convince Israel not to be violent. So I have a message to the writers over at The Atlantic. Are you guys on prescription antidepressants? Are you drying your hair in the microwave oven in the morning? Is there a sentient life form anywhere in that office? Given the history of Israel's belligerence towards its neighbors, handing them more weapons is going to embolden them to attack. Because that's what they've always done. We're going to grab a phone call here. Kent in West Virginia. Aloha, Kent. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just love you that they hate us for freedom, because free and freedom is like democracy. It's one of those slippery words that means whatever it wants to you or me, and consequently, when it comes right down to it, it doesn't mean anything unless you and I agree what it means. In other words, the United States believes it has the freedom to go anywhere and do anything it wants. Of course, then obviously they hate us for that freedom. So there's a kind of, you know, I love it when Bush and everybody would say this, hate us for his freedom, you know. And I was watching this Wilson Center program today, and maybe you're having some impact, because the establishment has come out with a head of lady interview today, and she's written a book called Money and Banks in the American Political System. Mm-hmm. And I taped it, but didn't pay much attention to it, but it looks like it covers all the things that you talk about, but it glosses it over and pays just gives a little homage to it, you know, and, well, Americans have always hated the banks. And
yes, they're saying this is the way it is, but it's okay. This is the way it's supposed to be. And, again, it's like those film strips they made us watch in grade school about how the Federal Reserve is the only way that the economy could run in this country. And we know from history that is certainly not the case. It's not the economy that the nation started with, and it's certainly not the economy that is going to work for the people.
Yeah, I've often wondered, like, capitalism is the end all. I mean, going back in the thousands of years, I mean, there wasn't capitalism, I presume, in Egypt or Mesopotamia or anything. And, you know, this notion that this is the only system is just ridiculous.
You're absolutely right. But, of course, the money junkies who are profiting from this Ponzi scheme, they're out there to convince everybody this is the best of all possible worlds. We know that from our own eyes, ears, that's not true.
Yeah.
This is a system that works for the bankers and for the money junkies. And it has built within it the seeds of its own destruction. We're at that point right now where they're openly grabbing savings accounts and stealing homes, and they're just grabbing the wealth of the nation to bring to themselves. That is obviously something that cannot long endure, because for a nation to function, for an economy to function, money and wealth have to exist at all levels of society in ample supply, and they have to flow into all necessary sectors of investment and development. And neither of those situations is true in the United States of America. All the money is swirling around Wall Street and their giant open-air casino. New product development, new job creation is being starved. Our infrastructure is crumbling. This is a nation very much obviously in decline, very much on the verge of death, and my concern is that in the death throes of the United States, they'll take the rest of the world with them and say, hey, we've got nothing left to lose. Let's try and see if these nuclear weapons really work.
Yeah, I just love it when these people say, well, anybody can be rich, or everybody can be rich in America. Well, I mean, if everybody's rich, if everybody had $1 million, then nobody would be rich, and, of course, then they would have to have about 10 gazillion dollars, because they have to be better than everybody else.
You're absolutely right. It is the big lie of capitalism that everybody can be rich, because if everybody was rich, you're not going to find people who will repair the roads and repair the sewers and bury the dead and all the other very distasteful things that it takes to keep society running. Capitalism only works as long as there is an imposed wealth differential, where only the politically favored are allowed to be wealthy and everybody else is intentionally kept poor, so that they will do as they're told by the people who have plenty of those pieces of paper with ink on them to wave around. And that's basically where the beginning of the evolution from true capitalism to fascism begins. You need an impoverishment mechanism. That's what the income tax is all about.
Yeah, and I've been thinking about this. Maggie Thatcher, her passing away, and I've been sort of musing on this you know, this Falkland Malvinas thing that went on back 20-some years ago. And Britain, apparently she was the most unpopular prime minister in British history, but she was saved by that war and made, and her,
yes,
her
and made her reputation, her historical legacy was the Falkland Islands War. We went down and we saved all these British citizens, most of whom were sheep. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
I was driving to work one morning in Austin, Texas, listening to talk radio. And I heard this guy say the Federal Reserve is a private bank that prints money out of thin air. Well, I was so amazed to be informed of this that I made his website one of my favorites and proceeded to listen to his mind-liberating audio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show and some developing stories. The gun bill in the Senate did, in fact, go down to defeat. In fact, it was defeated by an even wider margin than we were looking at when we reported on this likely failure earlier today. So that's gone down to defeat. It's a victory for gun rights. There's an interesting story about a photojournalist for WPTV-TV down in the NBC affiliate in West Palm Beach, Florida. Apparently, this photojournalist some years ago lost his little girl to what was called the Thanksgiving Day Massacre of 2009. And he has gone public with the same message that I have been saying for quite some time, which is, in a nation where the police will not intervene to protect you from violent criminals, and obviously they were not able to do so during this Thanksgiving Day Massacre, it seems quite reasonable and prudent for the law-abiding American citizen to be allowed to own arms equal, if not superior, to those in the hands of the criminals. And the criminals have all the guns that the government wants to ban, and they're not going to turn them in. They're smuggling them in, they're stealing them from police departments, police cars, and gun stores, or they're getting them from the Fast and Furious gun-running operation. So if the criminals have these guns, by any reasonable understanding of keeping the public safe, we, the American people, ought to be allowed to have the same guns or better guns than the criminals do. And that means AR-15s, AKs. That's just common sense. The government wants to take away all of our guns so crime can flourish and the crime lords can get very, very rich. Now, CNN is now out there trying to recover from this morning's embarrassment over saying that they had a suspect ID'd from the photos and he'd been arrested and the marshals were taking him to the courthouse, all of which turned out to be pure USDA choice bovine excrement. Oh, I'm sorry, the USDA inspectors are on furlough because of the sequestration. And now they're back here, they're focusing on the pressure cooker bomb. And CNN has just come out saying that pressure cooker bombs are a signature of right-wing extremists. So here comes the propaganda to demonize all of you Christian, conservative, gay-hating, Federal Reserve-opposing, wacko, lunatic, Constitution-kissing people. There is no foundation for CNN to make such a claim. There haven't been that many pressure cooker bombs set off in the United States of America, certainly enough to not enough to determine some kind of a trend. They're just back there to pushing, oh, domestic terror threat, those right-wing extremists. It's amazing stuff. Going to grab a phone call here. Shannon in Tennessee. Aloha, Shannon. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, I want to run this by you for your thoughts on something. I have an idea of what the United States and probably most of the Western world is going to look like if we don't get these bankers out of power or if they collapse the economy and we can't get a new republic instituted. And I want people to look at some of the former Eastern Bloc Soviet satellite countries like Bulgaria. I've been doing some reading about that country and about a couple of those other former satellite countries, and you look at the lifestyle of those people over there. Most of those people make less than the equivalent of $200 a month. They live subsistence living. They farm little small vegetable gardens in their own yards, and the neighbors barter amongst themselves food, extra food stuff, and I just kind of wanted your thoughts on that.
Well, when the Federal Reserve comes crashing down, and hopefully all the private central banks on Earth are going to collapse at the same time, which would be a good thing, and we start setting up the new America, I have no doubt that a new republic will rise out of the ashes, and we will establish a new economy based on currency as a public utility, because we are a nation with a great deal of resources and a well-educated public and a great history of initiative and inventiveness, that we will actually come out very well. And the model I like to use is the Soviet Union. When it was done collapsing, when the weight of this privileged class and the oligarchs finally brought the Soviet Union down, there was a few months of confusion where there was barter and everything going on, and then the new Russian republics were formed. They kicked out the money junkies, and Putin paid off the new Russian Republic's national debt in just 3 years' time, which is an accomplishment no American president since Andrew Jackson has been able to do. So I don't see the United States winding up looking like Bulgaria. Bulgaria's government obviously has problems.
Again,
yeah, the, a lot of corruption. And again, the danger we face is that as soon as the current system comes crashing down, there's going to be a new generation of money junkies and sociopaths who are going to scream, we're going to set up your new government for you, and they'll simply restart the same oppressive system all over again. And we, the American people, need to be ready to stand up and say, no, we've tried that several times before. It never works. It's time for a new approach. Public currency as a public utility. No private central bank. Yes, there will still be banks, but they'll be optional for the lives of the American people. And we'll move forward from there. I'm absolutely convinced that the new nation that is going to appear here in the United States of America will be much better off than the current one, certainly for ordinary American people.
Can I ask you one more question, Mike?
Sure.
Do you think that the United States in its present confines as far as territory will remain intact, or do you think we'll see some breakoffs, areas of pockets of liberalism and socialism? What do you think?
I would expect that we might see the current United States balkanize. We would see that whole Northeast original colonies kind of break off and be one nation. The South, the former Confederacy, would break off and be another one. And I know there are a lot of people who are thinking that everything west of the Mississippi would probably break off and be their own country. I would see both Alaska and Hawaii going back to being independent republics. But I think life is going to be better off for the people in all of those new countries. And again, globalism is a bad idea. Globalism is what brought about much of the evils we're suffering right now. And I would see that the future of humanity is best served by a planet Earth with 1,000 little tiny nations, independent, taking care of their own, so that no one power can rise to try and dominate it all.
Oh, Mike, you just said music to my ears. Personally, it wouldn't bother me if we saw the 50 states, even some of them, dissolve, and we wound up with some small republics that were as small as a few hundred square miles in counties, because I think you'll see areas like Chicago, a bastion of liberalism, and then you've got the state of Illinois, where you've got mostly conservative people, but they're just outvoted by the Chicago sheeple. And I personally, I think you'd be better off with a bunch of small republics instead of trying to have one big, too big, to manage monstrosity like we've had.
Yeah, I would agree with you, but I also would suspect that during this transition between what we have now and what is to follow, the labels liberal versus conservative are probably not going to survive the transition.
And well, you're probably right about that.
The American people will be thinking about a whole new model of we, the people of whatever that nation is, you know, standing guard against the oppressions of the bankers and the government. That's the way the United States was set up. It was set up with the understanding that political power attracts the very sort of people who should never be allowed to have it. And checks and balances were put in to keep that central federal government very small, very limited, very much under the control of the states and of the people of the nation. We lost that. We were tricked out of it. We were deceived. In the case of the Federal Reserve, that was quite an unconstitutional move that Congress put through and Woodrow Wilson signed, and that was basically the beginning of the end for the United States.
Well, Mike, I appreciate everything you've said. I agree with you about a lot of what you said, probably all of it in retrospect, and you're probably right about the conservative and liberal monikers going away, and in some instance, it definitely would be a good thing, because so many people are blinded by the left-right paradigm, and most people just, they vote Republican or they vote Democrat, and they don't even know what they're voting for.
That's, unfortunately, that's a result of the way these political campaigns are being sold and marketed and advertised. It's all jingoism. Our schools do not really teach people to be politically aware or to really perceive how history and politics operates. We're taught name, place, date, name, place, date, name, place, date, and we walk out of school thinking that we understand history, but we don't. We've just memorized a bunch of names and places and dates, and the interconnection between historical events is deliberately not taught to our students, so they don't recognize those same mechanisms when they're happening in the present day.
I agree. Well, I'm going to let you go, Mike, so somebody else can talk to you. Good chatting with you as always, and I really appreciate your show and what you share with us every day. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words. Watching the corporate media, President Obama is out there making comments about the terrible tragedy of Boston, and they're basically trying to keep hyping fear, 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 terror, terror, terror. But the reality is, at this point, they're now saying no arrest. And they've even stopped using the word suspect. They're just saying that there's an individual that they want to question. And so for the reasons I elucidated at the beginning of this show, all of this screaming that they had the suspects on video and photographs seems to be very much waning at this point. And we're back to a situation where CNN is out there saying that pressure cooker bombs are the signature of right-wing extremists. So they're trying to blame everybody. You're all potential terrorists. We've got to keep you under surveillance. Blah, 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 blah. Getting back to the international news, Israel's Defense Minister Moshe Yaalon said yesterday, the world must lead the battle against Iran. In other words, you should go kill them for us. And then he went on to say, Israel must take into account the possibility that it may be forced to defend itself. Against what? Against who? Now, of course, he's talking about Iran. But Iran is not going to attack Israel. Because Israel does have nuclear weapons. They are, depending upon who you ask, either the world's fourth or sixth most powerful nuclear-armed nation. And, of course, the United States would use any attack by Iran against Israel as a green light for a full-on invasion. Iran is not going to do that. Iran is not in the habit of invading other countries. The last time Iran invaded another country in a war of conquest was over 200 years ago. It's not in their culture to do this kind of thing. What Israel is still trying to do is say, oh, Iran has a nuclear bomb. We must attack them before they attack us. This whole preemptive war. I have a neighbor, very good looking guy. And I've seen him looking at my wife. He may be thinking of bad actions against Claire. And that gives me the right to kick down his door and cut him in half with a shotgun. Of course it doesn't. It's nonsense. But that's what Israel is basically saying. We have a right to attack Iran because they may potentially want to do something bad to us. It was a lie when Hitler used it against Poland. It was a lie when the U.S. used it against, well, pick a list of countries. And it's a lie when Israel uses it against Iran. These are wars of conquest and invasion. And they're trying to justify it by saying, they made us do it, Mommy. Iran may have a nuclear bomb. I had to go over and burn their house down. Nonsense stuff here. We're getting more and more confirmation. This is out of activistpost.com that all of this so-called U.S. humanitarian aid, and the U.S. is sending more money into the Syrian opposition than any other country, it is basically falling into the hands of the hired mercenary army. It's not going for humanitarian aid. Imagine my shock. And that it is clearly intentional. It's not just Al-Qaeda coming in and stealing the biscuits out of the mouths of these poor Syrian children. By the way, another scandal has hit the hired mercenary army. Apparently, they are enjoying a windfall for organ trafficking in that when they kill somebody, the organs are being harvested and sold to an as yet unidentified third party, kidneys, livers, things like that. Gee, I wonder who'd be doing that in that part of the world. And it's another reminder, these so-called freedom fighters, the Free Syria Army, 95% of whom are not Syrian, these are not nice people. And it is not a genuine popular uprising, because if you are in the middle of a genuine popular uprising or revolution, you need the support of the general population. You don't go out and do things that will anger the people of the nation against you and your agenda and your purpose. Like I said, remap it all into the American Revolution. When George Washington and Thomas Jefferson wanted to kick out the British government, did they start going into colonial schools and gunning down the kids? Of course not. They're not going to do anything that would turn the population against themselves. And neither would a genuine popular uprising in Syria. Apparently over in Pakistan, former dictator Musharraf was actually considering running in the new Pakistan elections. He's now been banned. Good for the Pakistanis on that one. As I mentioned earlier in the show, Joe Biden was out there earlier today screaming, I think we're there, that they were going to pass that gun reform bill through the Senate. And, of course, it cratered by a wide, wide margin. And that is thanks to all of you flooding the phones of the members of Congress to remind them that there is somebody else they're supposed to be listening to besides the Wall Street money junkies and Israel's lobbyists. And apparently it did have an effect. Meanwhile, the propaganda campaign against our children, you know, the guns are bad thing, continues. They had a full-scale active shooter drill at the Clarence High School in New York. Hired actors with guns, running in, shooting them off, terrorizing the children so they'll go home to their parents and say, please, mommy, ban the guns. I don't want to be scared again. How can you deny the children when they want the guns to go away? They're shameless. Aren't these gun grabbers shameless? They have no sense of decency whatsoever. Going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
These annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with a resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take one more phone call. Casey in Florida. Aloha, Casey. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Michael. I just want to tell you what a great segment that was yesterday morning on the Power Hour. Boy, that was a keeper. You were just full of good info and really added to that show.
Well, thank you very much. And I understand from Joyce that they got a lot of emails, both from yesterday's appearance and the one from before, and that they're going to have me back on a pretty regular basis now.
You know, I started to use the term appearance, but I couldn't see you on the show. When you go on radio, what do you call it? It's not an appearance, is it?
A hearance? A mouthance?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. I'm thinking in context of way back when I was doing TV and films and magic shows, and I was in front of the camera a few times as well. So it's a holdover from an earlier incarnation, as it were.
One more thing and I'll get off. I want to tell you, I really appreciate your website. I linked on to the part that you had on there about reviving, you know, software for your XP machine. And that's
yes.
Great because I recently had to go to a new laptop, and after listening to you and others, I went and got one that was a Windows 7 instead of making the jump to 8. And I feel comfortable with that decision right now.
Well, a lot of people are. I helped a friend of mine on one of the neighbor islands set up a machine that was Windows 7, and I didn't like it as much as XP, but it certainly was a heck of a lot better than Vista, and certainly a lot better than Windows 8. I have one Vista machine here that I use to record the podcasts of the show, and the only reason I have it is the person who bought it got so tired of Vista, they just gave it to me, and they went out and bought a machine with you could still get machines with XP on it. So that's the only reason I have a Vista machine here is somebody gave it to me because they got sick of it.
Well, I tell you, I had a college professor tell me one time that I was too intelligent to be a police officer, and I say that to say this, Michael, you're too intelligent to be a talk show host.
Thank you, I think.
Thank
I know
you
I'm far
you,
too intelligent. I'm far too intelligent to be working for the corporate media. That much
Thank
is
you.
Obvious because, you know, we caught the fraud on this earlier. We've got a suspect on video, and apparently nobody over at the TV networks even realized the obvious problems with that.
Yeah, we're running an overload on all this disinformation today, and that's why I didn't have anything to contribute. It's just all churning so much, and they throw a little disinfo in the thing, and it's like throwing it in a blender.
Yeah, they're going for that spaghetti on the wall approach right now, but the more they just thrash around, the more obvious it is they can't be trusted with anything that they're saying. Gotta let you go. We're almost at the end of the show, and I've got one more story I want to put out there, especially in the wake of the Senate gun control measure failing miserably. Over in Arizona, their Senate has just voted to make cities that are carrying these gun buyback programs to turn them over to licensed firearms dealers so they can be sold back to the public. So all this gun confiscation, gun grab, gun buyback isn't really changing the state of the armed population. It's just a waste of taxpayer money. I'm hearing the music. It's time to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you for joining us on the show. Thank you for your support. Thank you for helping to get the word out about Republic Broadcasting, about what really happened. Pay attention to what the corporate media is telling you. It is mostly junk. Look for what should be there and isn't. And when you spot a fraud or a lie, share it with your friends and family because they're losing the war for the minds of America. Now's the time to push harder. Aloha, America.